Pleasure now to catch up with the Vice President of the Launceston Scale Model Club, Tim, ahead of the expo on Saturday. And Tim, you're looking forward to showing off your little things.
Yes, we certainly are, yes. looking forward to it immensely, yeah. It's our 31st year running it. Last year was our 30th anniversary. So this year we're excited to try and make it bigger and better, and I think we've done that. We've got exhibitors coming from all over the state for this one this weekend. Over 130 tables of displays.
Yep.
Stuff for display and also for sale too, so people will be able to come and grab a bargain. But you might actually be able to find something there. You think, oh, I can have a go at that and make it something yourself.
This must be scale model season, Tim, because last weekend we had the Launceston Model Railway Show, which is a big hit, and now this weekend with you guys with the scale models. Have you ever grown up?
No, I'm definitely a big kid. That's what my wife says as well. Yeah, definitely a big kid. But our show's a bit different to the train show for last weekend. We try and cover every base.
Yep.
So we'll have planes, tanks, trucks, cars, boats. Then we also have from the die-cast through to plastic. We also have RC planes there as well. Unfortunately, they won't be flying around just due to insurance reasons, but they'll be putting on a static display, which is something we haven't had before, which is cool to see. We've also got a guy who's coming along. He's got a 5/8 scale models, which if you haven't seen one of those before, if you just imagine a car but 5/8 of the scale, it's quite interesting. A lot of work and a lot of time and effort and money has gone into it. It's fascinating to see. It's well worth coming along.
Now, Tim, obviously you've fell in love with doing this when you were a child, and by having this expo this weekend, you're looking at passing that passion on to future generations.
Exactly. It's exactly what we're trying to do. This year, for the first time as well, we're actually running sort of workshops. I'm going to be running one on how I make my dioramas, sort of a bit of a step-by-step through, so people can sort of see how we do things. We can give on tips. You're always learning. I've been doing it my whole life, and I'm still learning now. And so we're going to have one on dioramas, we're going to have a plane, how to build a car, just sort of basic things to just get you through, show you, so to take it so it's not quite so scary. And we find a lot of people look at models and go, oh God, I can't do that. But it's actually not that hard. And once you sort of get in and you have a go, you realise it's actually quite easy and it's a lot of fun too.
And a lot of memories too, obviously, growing up and, you know, keeping these cars in good condition and, you know, something to take pride in place and a great hobby, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, yeah. And it teaches you a lot of things as well, respect. Yeah. And then you have to realise that you have to work and earn for them. And it's quite an achievement when you do finally get something that you've been working towards for a long time. But sure, everyone can sort of appreciate that.
All right, tell me on Saturday, what's this about a massive Hot Wheels jump off the Aurora Stadium roof? Is that going ahead?
Yes, it certainly is. This year we're trying something different as well for the kids. So we've actually built a large jump for the Hot Wheels, so you'll be able to participate in events.
Yep.
You'll be able to purchase a Hot Wheel on the day there just for a gold coin donation, and then you can participate in events with the final event jumping off the stadium onto the oval itself. And whoever gets the longest jump wins the prize. And we'll be running that throughout the day, and then at I think it's 3:30 is the jump off. And their win takes all. So hoping to get as many kids as we can down there to have a go at that. It's something we haven't done before, but we think it's going to be excellent.
Yeah, and it does sound excellent. Launceston Scale Model Club Expo for 2016 on between 9 and 5 this Saturday at Aurora Stadium, and it's fairly cheap to get in. Adults just $7, children 5 to 12 get in for just $3, children under 5 free, and for the family just $18 to explore the wonderful world of the Launceston Scale Model Club, the Expo at Aurora Stadium this Saturday.